From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. It's taken months and also a change of command in another state, but former Indiana Superintendent Tony Bennett has been hired to be Florida's next education commissioner. The State Board of Education unanimously selected Bennett. He's a protege of former Governor Jeb Bush. State Impact Florida John O'Connor says board members liked that Bennett already understands, or at least they think he does, Florida education issues.
As Indiana's chief, Tony Bennett imported Florida education ideas to the Hoosier State. Board of Education members cite Bennett's familiarity with new Common Core standards as Florida transforms how schools teach and test students. Bennett says he wants Florida to remain a national education leader.
I think we have a great opportunity to capture Florida's moment, to continue to get the results you've gotten, and to continue to propel Florida to be the example for the rest of the country. So look forward to that challenge, look forward to working with you, and look forward to the great things ahead.
Bennett applied for the job after losing his re-election bid last month. He expects to start in mid-January and replaces Gerard Robinson, who resigned from the job in July. In Tampa, I'm John O'Connor.
The apparent hazing death of a drum major is now threatening Florida A&M University's accreditation. Marva Hinton reports on what this could mean for the school.
The regional accrediting organization has placed the school on probation for a year. And if AMU doesn't have its act together in 12 months, it could lose its accreditation. If that happens, students won't be able to receive federal financial aid. The Southern Association of Colleges and Schools Commission on Colleges began investigating the school after the hazing death of drum major Robert Champion. AMU's interim president says the accrediting agency had questions about student safety. It also found problems with financial records associated with the ban. Apparently, the university did not show adequate oversight of expenses and finances associated with the famed Marching 100. Since Champion's death, the school has suspended the ban. I'm Marva Hinton in Miami.
Broward Supervisor of Elections Brenda Snipes has had her meeting with Secretary of State Ken Dentzner as part of his investigation on why the elections dragged on this year. She says small space in the only places she is legally allowed to use for early voting is a problem. Broward is his latest stop in checking in with all five counties that had problems. Amy Tardiff reports on his previous visits to Lee and Miami-Dade.
A group of state elections officials, including the Secretary of State and the Division of Elections Attorney, is studying what went wrong in five counties and what went right in one, Hillsborough. Lee County Supervisor of Elections, Sharon Harrington, says hers was a very positive meeting. She told Secretary Dentzner the issues in the large counties were universal, starting with the length of the ballot.
It was more difficult for our vendors to prepare our packages of mail ballots, you know, with a return envelope and the instructions and all of that because of the size of it. It took longer to print during early voting because every one of those pages had to be printed, and we had four here in Lee County. It took longer during the processing at the polling locations, which backed up our lines.
Harrington also says changes to early voting could have contributed to delays. She says they also want to readdress their precincts to make sure they didn't cut back too much during redistricting. Dentzner will make recommendations to state lawmakers. I'm Amy Tardiff in Fort Myers.
It's 12-12-12, National Give Back Day, and the Miami Foundation is sponsoring Give Miami Day. You can go online and donate to hundreds of nonprofit organizations until midnight at givemiamiday.org. They're going to do some matching funds. Follow us on Twitter at WLRN. This is WLRN, Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell.